report.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mitt Romney's negative attack machine is back on full throttle. This time, Romney's firing his mud at Rick Santorum. Romney and his super PAC have spent a staggering $20 million brutally attacking fellow Republicans. Why? Because Romney's trying to hide from his big government Romney care and his support for job-killing cap and trade. And in the end, Mitt Romney's ugly attacks are going to backfire.
That's Rick Santorum's latest ad, which attacks Mitt Romney and his attack ads. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All the good stuff on Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with Talk Television. MSNBC's Chris Matthews here with political analyst Steve Schmidt, senior strategist for the McCain-Palin campaign, and Howard Feynman from the Huffington Post. They talk about Rick Santorum surging past Mitt Romney in some of the latest polls.
Imagine you're sitting right there, right now, working with Romney, and you're looking at the following. Santorum surging in the new national polls. In the New York Times CBS poll, Santorum leads the field with 30%. That's a 14-point bounce from last month. Romney's right behind him at 27, with Paul and Gingrich trailing further behind. In the Pew poll, Santorum again leads with 30 points, 30%. He's more than doubled his standing from a month ago. Romney's in second with 28%, again in second. And in the Gallup tracking poll, Romney's on top again, third time here, third poll at 32%. Santorum is right behind him at 30, with the margin of error obviously close, well within. Look at that. So you've got three things going on right now, Steve. Santorum seems to be moving ahead in the polls. He's quickly getting the momentum here. So Romney's not only falling behind, but he's beginning to fall behind significantly. And he has to win. Everyone in the business says February 28th in Michigan or Arizona, he best well win in Michigan. If he loses there and continues to fall in the polls, he may be dead meat. What do you do to turn that around if you're him right now?
Well, one of the things, Chris, too, is when you look inside those numbers, he's losing ground with conservatives, he's losing ground with evangelicals, and he's losing ground with independent voters. If you're the Romney campaign, I think you're looking at data that says you have to disqualify Rick Santorum, which I think is easier said than done as you look ahead to Michigan. But they're in a tough spot. The three losses had a huge impact in this race. I think the race is more wide open at this moment than it is at any time since the beginning of the race. And Rick Santorum is a lethal threat to the prospects of a Romney nomination, particularly if Rick Santorum is able to win in Michigan.
Howard, is Rick Santorum the Barack Obama on the Republican side from last time, the guy who's the true believer, the real, in that case, the real anti-war guy running against the sort of the centrist Hillary Clinton? Does he have a better shot at getting the zealots?
Oh, he definitely does. And on the authenticity question, Rick Santorum impresses people out there. I know, having been out on the campaign trail for months, he is the guy whom voters know believes what he says and says what he believes. You may not necessarily agree with him, but when you look at Rick Santorum, you know that here's a guy who's saying what he really believes.
Yeah, isn't that great? Have you seen a guy like in politics like that in a long time? I mean, I'm not saying he's perfect, because he's certainly not perfect for the current term. He's not a middle of the road. He doesn't fit with the polls.
No.
But I can't think of a politician who you never get the sense is spinning.
Well, the characteristic body language of Rick Santorum is a shrug that says, no, I'm not going along with that. You've seen it. You see it on TV. He goes, no. And he shakes his head. No, I'm not going to support gay marriage. Yes, I'm going to be down the line pro-life. You know, on the social issues in particular. By the way, his campaign would like to stop talking about the social issues.
Oh, yeah.
They want to sell Rick Santorum as a blue-collar Pennsylvania manufacturing
guy. Who's not one of the 1%.
Who's not one of the 1%. And that's another threat to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, I think, rather late in the game, but smartly, is talking about his dad selling aluminum paint and all that. So, hey, it's part of his background, and it's a conservative part of his background. But if Mitt Romney gets into a blue collar off,
he was one of the 10 men.
Yeah.
If
he gets into a blue collar contest with Rick Santorum, he's going to lose.
Coming up in a few minutes, a few talk hosts think Rick Santorum may be alienating a really large group of voters. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey there,
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
When buying a new home or remodeling an existing one, many people get caught up in the selection of hardwood flooring or cabinet colors and can sometimes forget about adding real value to a home, specifically with the right combination of energy-saving solutions and an optimal heating and cooling system. What's behind the walls and in the attic, basement, or utility closet can really impact a home's value and performance and lead to greater energy savings and long-term buyer satisfaction. The average homeowner spends approximately $1,900 a year on energy bills. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, heating and cooling account for about 56% of a typical home's energy usage, making it the largest energy expense for most homes. A natural first step to achieving an energy-efficient home is to install a high-efficiency heating and cooling system. Many of today's top builders and contractors are turning to the experts at Carrier and their full line of energy-efficient solutions to help reduce energy use in homes without pricing buyers out of the market. For more information, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What up here?
Sit down on the porch
with me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Talk Radio In Review, a daily program. It's on the air for 2 hours, focusing here on the GOP race with host Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talking about Rick Santorum and the comments that he made both on the campaign trail and in his book that may wind up costing him most of the female votes he might otherwise get.
Does the new Republican frontrunner have a woman problem? Here is David Gregory on Meet the Press.
The radical feminists, you wrote, succeeded in undermining the traditional family and convincing women that professional accomplishments are the key to happiness.
Okay, we're going to have him answer the question like a real guy, you know, who owns up for his positions. This is George Stephanopoulos asking a related question. And listen to how Rick Santorum owns up for the language about the radical feminists in his own book.
And what do you say to those who believe that those kind of comments are going to alienate women, make you a easier candidate to beat in a general election?
Well, that section of the book was co-written, if you want to be honest about it, by my wife, who's a nurse and a lawyer.
That's
and
right.
She gave up that practice, and she gave up nursing to raise a family. I mean, she felt very much that society was sort of, in many cases, looked down their nose at that decision.
I don't know anything about it. By the way, if you look at the book, It Takes a Family, there's no co-writing credit for anybody, his family, including his wife.
Slave labor within his own household.
So he continues to dig himself even deeper. Again, George Stephanopoulos, and listen to Santorum's answer about this one.
You say that now, but you also wrote in the book that radical feminists have been making the pitch that justice demands that men and women be given an equal opportunity to make it to the top in the workplace. Isn't that something that everyone should value?
Yeah, I have no problem. I don't know. That's a new quote for me. I don't know what context that was given.
It's in his book. His wife wrote one section and the other one he never heard of. And just to compound his problem with women, here's Rick Santorum on women in combat.
I do have concerns about women in frontline combat. I think that could be a very compromising situation where people naturally may do things that may not be in the interest of the mission because of other types of emotions that are involved.
Were they going to have a period or something? By the way, I happened to be watching CBS News the other night after Santorum made this thing. I'm watching CBS News. I stuck around at NECN. And there's this brilliant report about women in combat. You see this, Marjorie, with Lieutenant Dawn Halfacre?
No.
Lieutenant Dawn Halfacre was talking about how, you know, the whole issue of women in combat. And Lieutenant Dawn Halfacre, you know what she does not have?
What?
An arm. It was blown off in combat. 144 women have been killed in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. 843 women wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, the bumper sticker for Rick Santorum, I'm stealing a Marjorie idea, should be Rick Santorum, right for the 18th century. I mean,
18th century.
Is unbelievable.
This is like the 1200s.
Okay,
and,
so women
and this
should...
guy's doing well. He's doing well. I feel like
what
I've woken
up. Well? He's leading the
I
race.
I feel like I've woken up and we're in some monastery in 8th century Germany or something like that. We're actually fighting about things like whether women should have equal opportunity in the workplace in 2012.
From CNN, Candy Crowley talks to political analyst Gloria Borger about the latest polls, which show President Obama with a lead against each of the four GOP candidates.
A CNN ORC poll just released shows support for President Obama up slightly from last month in a hypothetical matchup against Mitt Romney. The president was a point behind in January, but this new poll shows a 5-point lead over Romney, although still within the sampling error. And the same poll shows a 7-point lead for the president over Rick Santorum, 52% to 45%. That is up only slightly from January. I look at this, I think maybe a problem for Mitt Romney?
Oh, absolutely a problem for Mitt Romney. As you pointed out, in January, neck and neck. Now President Obama is up. What's Mitt Romney's calling card as he campaigns is electability. What do Republican voters say they want in all those exit polls we've been taking and all those primaries is somebody who can beat President Obama. So this is a real problem for him because he kind of loses that argument. Now, it's early. This is good news for President Obama. We should say it's February. These numbers can change.
So, and he can also say I'm the most electable, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Looking at those numbers.
Slightly.
Even though we all lose. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Why has the president's approval rating gone up, do you think?
Well, I think there are lots of reasons for it. His approval rating right now is at 50%. Disapproval at 48%. First of all, the voters have seen nothing else other than Republicans argue with each other over since New Year's. Secondly, they believe, according to our poll, that the economy is heading in the right direction. At least more of them believe that the economy is heading in the right direction. And there's another thing that is very important to the president's improving fortunes, and that is independent voters. Take a look at these numbers. We asked the approval of Obama's handling his job, and then we broke it out with independent voters. You can see here in February, 50%. That's up 5 points in the last month. So it's clear that independent voters are warming up to Barack Obama again, probably because of what they've been watching.
You know, I always say that politics is about 90% perception. And
absolutely.
You've looked into these figures and seen some real divides as to how voters perceive these candidates.
Right. There is a real divide, and it's along the lines of who do these candidates really care about, which is a very important question when you talk about a presidential campaign. Look at this. Whose policies favor the middle class? And you see here that Ron Paul, the anti-big government Republican, does the best, Candy, followed by Rick Santorum, who beats Barack Obama, which is very interesting to me because Rick Santorum is running as a populist candidate. Anti-elite, has a great story to tell, coal miner father, for example. But who fares the worst in caring about the middle class? You see it right there.
Up next, we go to the payroll tax cut discussion. That's next here on our Talk Radio Review.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're listening to an overview of what's on talk radio, talk television, the payroll tax cut deal. Back again after just a couple of months. Here's host Charlie Parker with Jeff Birnbaum, an analyst, about what the deal may wind up costing you.
Under the deal, the payroll tax cut would be extended through the end of the year. It'll cost about $100 billion with a B. I don't know, good thing, bad thing. It depends. I guess it depends on where you stand, but it's just more money added to the deficit, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's $100 billion to be borrowed and added to the debt. And whether that's clearly not a good thing in and of itself, but I think the Republican leaders decided it was better than to do that than to take on the politics of against President Obama, who's been campaigning for the extension of the payroll tax holiday, and would beat up the Republicans the same way he did at the end of last year.
Yeah, Representative Dennis Ross out of Florida pretty much put it into perspective when he said, the mood is just get it off the table. We got to move on to another issue.
That's right, because if this issue lingered, it would really hurt the Republicans. It would seem like they weren't in favor of tax cuts, which they are, and that they were arguing against economic growth, which they're also in favor of.
You mentioned the extension of unemployment benefits. Correct me where I'm wrong here. I think the president wants somewhere around 79 weeks. I know late yesterday the Republicans apparently started their counterproposal, so to speak, at like 50. We're somewhere around 60. He's certainly not going to get 79, is he?
No, I think it'll be somewhere in the 60-week extension. That's right.
Okay.
That would be the total amount of weeks after this extension that people would be able to get those benefits. I believe that's how it's being structured.
All right. So, again, it basically comes down to compromise. I mean, it's not really the smartest thing in the world to do, but as you pointed out, when you look at the hit that the Republicans took in December, they really had no alternative, did they?
Well, they did debate. They did try to figure out a way to pay for the payroll tax holiday extension, but they just couldn't come up with $100 billion. That's a lot of money to raise in 1 year. And so they decided, like so many other things, to simply punt and fight that battle another day.
Talk host Carl Wolfson here with Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon about the details of the deal that's been set up on the payroll tax cut extension.
The details of a deal for the payroll tax cut extension through
the end of the year, extending unemployment insurance, 73, 79 weeks, I'm not quite sure, and the doc fix. What do you know about it, and how do you feel about it?
Well, no one knows much yet. I was talking to Congressman Blumenauer, who was on Ways and Means in the gym this morning. They have no details. As far as I know, they say they're going to pay for the doc fix somehow by taxing federal employees. Now, we're already paying for a national mass transit by taxing federal employees, so I'm not sure whether it's the same provision or yet another one. That is, you know, you could have a debate over whether or not the trust fund for federal retirement is adequately funded, but to raise the retirement contributions to pay for programs other than retirement is pretty outrageous. So right. The federal employees are going to be asked to pay for the national contributions to mass transit while the Republicans phase out any federal support for mass transit.
Right.
And now apparently they're going to be asked to pay for you know, providing a decent reimbursement to doctors. So that's one detail we don't know much about yet. You know, the unemployment apparently is not yet settled in terms of the term and what sort of things the Republicans would require of those on unemployment. They want to have mandatory drug testing and other provisions.
You understand those are out. I understand. But again, this is just what, what I've seen is that there's no drug testing, no GED requirement on unemployment extension for 79 weeks. The real interesting thing is that the Republicans are agreed not to pay for the extension of the payroll tax cut, and, you know, you've been against this from the beginning.
Sure. Well, now that plays right into their hand. Obama's playing into their hand the whole way. Okay, so now Here we go again. We are going to borrow $100 billion to subsidize Social Security because it can't pay for itself because we cut the taxes. This was the stupidest path to down. It is not putting anybody back to work.
Let's move on to the latest discussion of the budget. Let's find out next on the countdown.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. What we're prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. And to 29 call the rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Health
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code RADIOK. That's RADIOK. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. farmfreshflowers.com, code RADIOK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour, in fact, now. Welcome back. We're turning our attention to the budget situation. Here's talk host Mike Rosen with Congressman Mike Coffin of Colorado about the budget and whether or not it's whether it's just a campaign speech or not for Obama.
Is this anything more than a campaign document?
Oh, it unfortunately is a blueprint for the campaign. And it's not substantive, and I don't even think the Senate, under a Democrat-controlled Senate, is going to take it up. And the last time the Senate did take up one of his budgets, which was last year, they voted against it 97-0. So it's unfortunate because I think that it doesn't increases the debt over time. I mean, and he even admits that doesn't balance over the next 10 years. Certainly raises significant taxes. It's just chasing bigger spending as opposed to bringing down the debt.
And he doesn't lay a finger on the elephant in the room, entitlement spending. Not a finger.
No, and that's funny. And we certainly have analysis from the Medicare trustees as well as CBO that talks about the solvency of Medicare. And we certainly have reports talking about the solvency of Social Security, and these reports are agreed upon on a bipartisan basis, and yet the president isn't doing anything to keep us from walking off the cliff and keep Social Security and Medicare sustainable.
And the reason he doesn't want to lay a finger in this budget document, which isn't going anywhere, and he knows it, on entitlement spending, is that it's an election year, and he doesn't want to go on record disturbing any of the constituents of entitlement spending.
Yeah, and I think he's hoping the American people certainly don't. You know, just like the Congress isn't taking this blueprint seriously, that the American people won't take it seriously because the fact that he doesn't. Because he creates an illusion that his tax increases on the so-called wealthy, and under his proposal, the so-called wealthy would be an individual making $200,000 or more and a couple making $200,000 or more. And obviously small businesses would be enormously impacted because they pay the individual tax rate, subchapter S corporations. And so it's really, at the end of the day, this is going to really impact job creation. And he has certainly rosy revenue estimates. And in his analysis is that the economy will grow by 3% this year, where the Federal Reserve and other objective analysis is objective as they can be, certainly is much lower than that.
Here's host Bill Lumet with Congresswoman Renee Elmers of North Carolina. They talk about the problems that she has with the president's budget proposal.
The budget that he has proposed is amazing. Amazing. And I'm being kind, of course.
I'm shocked. When the president came out with his budget, you know, what do we have? $3.8 trillion more of spending. $1.9 trillion worth of tax increases and cuts to the military and Medicare and Medicaid. Gee, what a surprise. Does that, you know, when are we going to get off of this path? The president just doesn't seem to get it. And, you know, none of the programs, none of the proposals that he's putting forward have anything to do with decreasing the debt in this country.
You know, I think you're being a little hard on him now because he does bump up the subsidy for the Chevy Volt. I can now get 10 grand from the government to buy one of these cars.
There you go. Once again, we're going to end up with more of this, you know, picking winners and losers. When are we going to stop doing that? That is not the job of the federal government.
Well, let me ask.
We can take out, you know, we're going to have more Solyndras. That's all we're going to have.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I want to thank you. You had a stellar performance on the conference committee. You really went after the Democrats. You were awesome. But, I mean, it proves, I think, a great point, because the president knows we're headed off over a cliff.
Yeah.
The Democrats know we're headed over a cliff. This budget does nothing to head that off. I think the Democrats, I think you proved it on the conference committee, they're not interested.
No, absolutely not. They want nothing to do with cutting the size of government. They want nothing to do with finding the revenues within the government that exist that we can pull from to pay for these things. All they point to is, well, we need to put a millionaire surtax, and we need to increase taxes on those who are creating jobs. That is not the answer. We cannot tax, bail out, borrow our way to prosperity. It just is not going to work. It's never worked, and it never will work. And yet, the very simple issues, and I know I've talked to you about this before, and your listeners have heard me talk before, about the numerous bills that we sent over to the Senate that Harry Reid and the president will just have nothing to do with, and those will all be job creators.
I want you to clarify this, because the president and his minions have been on network news lying about this, because he has been blaming Republicans for not passing a budget. As you know, it's been over 1,000 days.
Oh, well.
They can pass it without 60 votes, can they not?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, and this is where I come back to, his budget last year that he proposed got zero votes in the Senate, which obviously means that even his own Democrats did not vote for it in the Senate.
All right, time to get into another gear now, the investigation into the death of Whitney Houston. That's up next here.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage a policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey,
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage First Shift. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Talk radio in review. Our attention on Whitney Houston now. From television, Chris Jansing has a discussion with correspondent Kristen Dahlgren about the prescription drugs that were found in Whitney's hotel room and where they have been traced back to, what doctor wrote the prescription.
Police say there wasn't an unusual amount of pills in that room or bottles in that room, but what else do we know?
Police have been really firm in pointing out this is not a criminal investigation. The coroner has confirmed to NBC that there were, quote, not many pill bottles, not an unusual amount of drugs in the room. And so it's pretty standard practice for them as part of an investigation, a death investigation, to try to figure out just how many pills the person may have taken. And it looks like that's what they're doing now. So there's the possibility that they could subpoena the doctors as well as the pharmacies where Whitney Houston got those pills from. They'll be counting the number of pills that were found in her room, looking at the date of the prescriptions, trying to figure out if she was taking them in the manner that they were prescribed and just how many she may have taken on the night she died. That is, they wait for the toxicology reports, which will give them the definitive word on exactly what was in her system. They've given us a date of 6 to 8 weeks to get those results back. It doesn't really take that long to get the tox results back, but that's sort of the target date so they can complete their investigation, Chris.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were surprised maybe to hear or to read earlier this morning in the LA Times that it could take a while for them to figure out the whole prescription thing, but I don't know if we know the answer to this. I'm not sure that investigators have said, but a lot of times, especially with celebrities, because they want to keep things private, pills that she may have been taking, prescription pills, might not have been in her own name, right? Because sometimes they'll have assistants or whoever, a doctor will actually write that prescription to someone else.
Yeah, and we saw that, for example, in the Anna Nicole Smith case, and in that case, there were charges against a doctor who prescribed her those medications, and so that's something that they will be looking at. They have a database in California that they can look through to see what doctors, what pharmacies were filling what prescriptions, but it does make it a little difficult, and I think that's why they're giving us that 6 to 8 weeks, because this is an investigation that could take a while, but for the amount of pills they're telling us were found in the room, pill bottles that were found in the room, we're not talking about a Michael Jackson type case where there were just loads and loads of prescription medications found. It looks like they're dealing with a smaller amount in this case.
And let's talk about what's happening back here on this coast. What are the details we know about the private funeral that's planned for Saturday in New Jersey?
Exactly. Originally, we heard that there was going to be this public memorial to Whitney Houston, perhaps held at the Prudential Center in Newark. Her family has decided to hold a much smaller funeral service. It's going to be invitation only at the New Hope Baptist Church. That's where Whitney Houston sang in the choir as a teen. Her mother was the choir director there, so the church has special meaning. We're told there's going to be a eulogy by Marvin Winans, who's a gospel singer as well as a pastor. He's the one who married Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown is denying reports that he is being kept out of the funeral planning, out part of the funeral and also being kept away from his daughter. He says that's not true. And so while there's no public memorial, the governor of New Jersey is planning on an executive order to have the flags flown at half staff there. But right now it looks like a private invitation-only ceremony. About 1,500 people can fit in that church. Those pews expected to be full.
Talk host Trey Ware with ABC's Alex Stone about what we do know and what we don't know about what actually killed Whitney.
So here we are today, and Alex Stone from ABC is covering the death of Whitney Houston. Good morning, Alex.
Trey, good morning to you. And an autopsy was completed yesterday, but as expected in a case that may involve drug use, the coroner here in L.A. County is ordering toxicology tests now to figure out what she had in her body and if that could have played a role in her death. L.A. County Chief Coroner Ed Winter says it could take now 6 to 8 weeks to get test results back.
What and if any prescription drugs or illegal drugs were found, would be found in her system? So that's what we will be looking for also.
Now that is for learning more about her final hours on Thursday night into Friday morning. Houston had been out partying with her friends, one of them then Grammy nominee Kelly Price.
When I saw Whitney Thursday night, she was happy, she was celebrating, she looked fine, she didn't look like she had anything else going on, she didn't look like she was under the influence of anything. She drank champagne and toasted Kelly Price's 3 Grammy nominations Thursday night.
But some said she seemed erratic, that she was doing handstands next to the pool and that she was running around, then was found in the bathtub of her hotel room at the Beverly Hilton several hours before she was supposed to arrive at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy party. And I have to tell you, Trey, as somebody who's covered the Clive Davis party for the last 5 or 6 years, what a bizarre scene on Saturday night, that when we all arrived there, we knew that she was dead, but we didn't know she was dead in the exact same hotel as where that party was getting started. So you had the media, you had the stars beginning to show up, you had the groupies who were there in the lobby that are there every year, and 4 stories above us was Whitney Houston's body with a crime scene investigation team in there figure out how she died.
Clive Davis was her mentor, and he said the show and the party must go on, and indeed it did. I saw pictures from that party, and the stars were, you were there, so the stars were there. They were partying and having a good time.
Yeah, very much so. And we heard from a number of celebrities who said they didn't know if they should go. They didn't know what to do. Tom Hanks was there. He said that he was trying to figure out, do they go, do they not go? And in the end, they said, we have to go and honor her. Sir Richard Branson was the honoree of the night because of his contribution to music with Virgin Music. And he said they had talked about canceling it, but the Clive Davis said, no, this has to go on. We just need to honor her. And they did. Sean Puffy Combs gave quite a moving speech. Alicia Keys did as well, about their moments and how they'll remember Whitney Houston. It was a very emotional night.
Here's talk host John Phillips with legal analyst Royal Oaks. They chat about the news the pharmacy that supplied Whitney with her prescriptions was the same one that supplied Michael Jackson.
There's a new angle surrounding the prescription drugs that were there when Whitney Houston was found dead. According to the British tabloids, get this, the pill bottles found in a room were from the same pharmacy that supplied Michael Jackson. Cops were reported to have said they were from Mickey Fine Chemists, and that is where Jacko got his Demerol and other drugs. So what do you make of this? Are we going to have another Conrad Murray trial on our hands?
You know, it wouldn't be a shock, John. I mean, the authorities have served notice. Stop killing our celebrities. I mean, look at Anna Nicole Smith. They prosecuted her doctors and her boyfriend, and yeah, those folks basically beat the rap, but I don't think they'll ever do that again. And then, of course, Michael Jackson, more recently, Conrad Murray is rotting in jail for, maybe 2 years out of a 4-year sentence. So the message is clear. The authorities are going to go after folks who are basically in the Dr. Feelgood business, and pharmacists could be in trouble as well, you know, if they have some reason to believe that there's improper stuff going on. And here, you know, John, I mean, everybody in the world knew about Whitney Houston's drug problem, so unless she used, you know, a dozen aliases, you could probably make a case for people in her life being co-enablers. If some of those folks have medical licenses, if some of those people were pharmacists, you never know. And as you report there, an interesting angle from across the pond, if their reporting is right, that you got the same drugstore involved here with Whitney Houston stuff as you had involving the Michael Jackson Demerol situation. Yeah, it wouldn't be a shock if the prosecutors start poking around this pretty carefully.
Latest on Iran is up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our discussion here includes what's going on in Iran and Israel. From CNN, Frederica Whitfield and Barbara Starr talk about Iran's claims that they've successfully made nuclear fuel rods and mastered the nuclear fuel cycle.
Iran is calling it a major achievement in its nuclear program. Scientists have loaded nuclear fuel rods into the core of a research reactor. These are the first fuel rods that Iran has made. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was there for the event. Iran is now claiming it has mastered the nuclear fuel cycle.
It does sound a bit unsettling, doesn't it? The Iranians saying that they have mastered the fuel cycle. The nuclear fuel cycle. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad out and about getting a tour of the facility where this is going on. They're talking about three things in Iran. Their ability to manufacture their own domestic nuclear fuel rods, their ability to have their own advanced centrifuges, and yellow cake production, two other key elements in the nuclear fuel cycle. Of course, the concern for the U.S. and Israel is whether this will all lead to the next step, and that would be to use all of this technology to make nuclear weapons. The Iranians, the U.S. believes, are not there yet. The Israelis are a lot more worried that Iran is well down that road. So how should we think about today's announcement? Is it significant? Is this the red line that everyone's been talking about? By all accounts, not yet. Iran's had a lot of engineering and technical problems in their program. The U.S. is going to want to see some real evidence that what they've unveiled today really works, that this is the real deal, and it's not just for show. Doesn't mean that they're not seriously worried about all of it, but they're going to be looking much more closely at this, trying to determine if it really takes Iran down that road to nuclear weapons. Frederica.
So Iran has talked big before, but we're saying the Pentagon thus far is not at all alarmed.
I wouldn't say not at all alarmed, or that the intelligence services or the Israelis are not at all alarmed. These are judgment calls they have to make, and they have to be right, and it's very tough. What the red line for the United States has been, according to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, is that Iran is not allowed to have a nuclear weapon. That's the red line. They can't do it. And so they're looking at each announcement by Iran each step and trying to determine, is this the step that takes them to nuclear weapons? What we're seeing out of Iran today will be analyzed by the intelligence community. They'll try and determine what it really means. But right now, everyone we're talking to says, look, we've seen this kind of thing before. We need to figure out if this is real or they're still suffering from some of the engineering problems they've had. But, you know, you don't want to wait until Iran is already past that red line and they already have a nuclear weapon. So this is one of the most critical decisions the U.S. intelligence community has to determine and advise President Obama on.
Angria Mitchell talks to terrorism expert Michael Leiter about how serious a threat Iran is to the U.S.
How serious is the threat here at home?
Well, I think, as you said, Iran has struck overseas in the past. I think Iran's preference, even were there an Israeli strike on nuclear facilities, would not be not to target sites here in the United States. It's certainly possible. We saw that with the Iranian plot against the Saudi ambassador. But the geopolitical implications for Iran to do that are so severe that I think they would still prefer to strike in places like they probably did over the past week, Delhi, Georgia, and Bangkok.
And, of course, Americans in Afghanistan right next door. The bottom line is that the NYPD and their counterintelligence operatives, they're very concerned. They're ramping up their security, and there's more security around Israeli and Jewish institutions here, even in the United States. But you do not believe that that is a primary target or a primary concern for Iran?
I don't think so, but it's certainly entirely appropriate that places like New York and Los Angeles and Washington take bigger precautions now. Clearly, the tension between Iran and Israel is increasing. There's no reason that Iran couldn't strike here. And in that sense, these precautions are entirely appropriate. I still just don't think that that's the most likely path that Iran would choose.
Let's talk about what they're discovering in Bangkok. What do we know about these attacks and the Iranian footprint?
Well, I think it's still pretty early in this investigation. And clearly, Israel believes this is Iran involved. And I think all indications are, in fact, these were Iranian plots in, again, Georgia, in Delhi, and in Bangkok. In the case of Bangkok, a raid resulted in several Iranians being detained, a grenade going off and injuring one of those Iranians, according to press reports at Bangkok. All of these seem to be attempts by Iran to strike back at Israel for their belief that Israel has been targeting nuclear scientists in Tehran over the past 2 years.
Well, and a pretty strong belief indeed. I mean, it's pretty clear that somebody is assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists and Israel's denied it, but there are very few actors who could play in that regime, in that field. Let's talk about Russia, because the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister's comments today about all of this are very significant indeed.
Well, I think they are. The Deputy Foreign Minister stated that it would be unacceptable to Iran, to Russia, to have Iran develop nuclear weapons. That's critical. Obviously, Russia is a part of the P5 plus one, the group negotiating with Iran on its nuclear sites. But also, of course, Russia is a key player in what sort of support or condemnation Israel might experience if it decided to strike.
So at the end of the hour, a lot of times people want to know more about what we've talked about, so I'll give you a suggestion. Try the countdown box at DougStephan.com. Register.